Mickey Mouse's smiling face appears at the center of a vibrant yellow background with a pattern like a sunburst. A title, Clock Cleaners. In a city, a clock tower stands higher than all the other buildings. Two mechanical statues, one shaped like Father Time, the other one resembling Lady Liberty, take turns coming out on a track and ringing its bell. On the clock face below, Mickey Mouse rides around on the second hand, cleaning all the numbers with a mop. He hops onto the hour hand, which points at 3 o'clock, and splashes his mop into a pail of water. Inside the tower, an elaborate mechanism keeps the clock in motion. On a floor several stories below, Goofy cleans the interlocking teeth of some gears with a giant toothbrush. A tube of toothpaste that's nearly as big as he is lies on the floor nearby. Working beside him, Donald Duck wets a mop in a pail of water and does a little tap dance. He walks up a ladder to the main spring, ignoring signs that read, "Danger, keep off." His mop gets caught in the springs. As he yanks it free, the metal ribbons come loose and coil around him.
What's the big idea?
Mickey cleans inside the clock. He sees a nest atop a tall gear that's vibrating. Mickey trips a release mechanism. The gear shaft lowers to reveal a large white bird asleep in the nest.
Well, I'll be doggone, a stork! Hey, sleepyhead, wake up!
He knocks on its bill, waking it. The groggy stork flaps its tongue inside its mouth, then settles in and goes back to sleep.
Come on, snap out of it!
The bird stretches and yawns, its long, sharp bill almost snapping shut on Mickey's head.
Hey, you can't sleep here! Come on, scram, bamboos!
Mickey picks the stork up, but it slips loose from his arms.
Come on, alley-oop! Out you go!
He tries pushing it out of the clock tower, but one of its heels gets caught in a hole in the floor and turns them around right back into the nest.
Hey, come on! Cut the clowning, will you?
Grabbing the stork in his arms again, he runs it up a plank toward an opening, but its two long legs plant against the wall and hold them back. Mickey tries maneuvering one leg at a time, but the bird just drops and lands straddling the plank. The frustrated mouse grabs the stork by the scruff of its neck with one hand and by the tail feathers with the other and throws it out into the sky. It flies back around, still half asleep. Its pointy bill picks Mickey up by the overalls as if he were a baby.
Hey, listen! Hey, cut out! Hey, let me go when you say, listen! You can't do this to me! Hey!
The stork drops him outside the tower where he grabs a rope on a pulley. A pail of water on the other end soaks Mickey and drops a brush on his head. Donald hammers down the springs. He sees one end still sticking up, but as he bangs it back in place with his mallet, an opposite side pokes up. As he turns to work on that side, the original loose end pops back up and taps him on the back. He wheels around ready to fight. As he shouts at it, the spring vibrates.
What's the big idea?
Donald blinks his eyes at us, then shakes his fists at the spring. He throws his mallet, but it ricochets off the spring and knocks him off his feet. Donald's head gets stuck in a gear on the balance wheel shaft, which oscillates back and forth until he flies loose. He lands safely on the floor, but his head keeps moving back and forth. As he grabs it in his hands to steady it, his lower body starts swaying back and forth. He tries various positions to keep all of himself still until he winds up seated, holding his legs up in the air. It seems to work for a moment, then his sailor's cap starts swinging side to side.
Loudly the bell in the old tower rings. La, 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 la.
Goofy
la,
goes outside la, with some tools la, and starts la, dusting la, off the bell.
Loud, leave a bell.
He flicks it with his finger. As the clock strikes four, the Father Time statue comes out on its track. It strikes the bell while Goofy is cleaning it on the inside. The statue swivels away and goes back inside. Goofy drops from the bell, his head still vibrating. He takes a look around.
Mice.
The Lady Liberty statue comes out.
Loudly the bell in the old bell rings.
It strikes the bell, then glides back indoors. Goofy steadies his ringing head and looks around angrily, but still doesn't see anyone there. He returns to his dusting.
Loudly the bell in the old tower rings.
He contorts his head through his legs, ready for the next strike, but still doesn't see anyone. Just as he goes back to dusting inside the bell, Father Time comes out and rings it again. Goofy reemerges, throwing punches, but the statue is already gone. He grabs a mallet and prepares to strike when Lady Liberty rolls out through her doors.
Gosh! I didn't know you was a lady. Pardon me.
Goofy bows and receives a big blow to the head from her torch. Knocked into a stupor, he sees little angel versions of himself flying around in a circle while strumming harps. They disappear, leaving colorful bubbles popping around his head. Dancing dizzily, he starts to keel over, but his feet run to keep his balance until he finds himself perched on one toe, dangling weightlessly off the side of the ledge. Spinning himself around, he prances back across the precarious platform. Several times he comes dangerously close to falling off the side. He winds up perched on his heels on the opposite corner in a death-defying stance. He dances forwards and backwards across the ledge until he finally takes one big step over the edge. Plummeting head over heels, he does the splits and lands on a tightrope. His big shoes plod across it, putting one foot in front of the other while his knees stay locked together. Mickey looks over and sees the rope coming loose from a pulley. He throws a trapeze swing at Goofy, and it reaches him just as the rope gives out. Swinging by his chin, Goofy arcs over to his friend. His feet continue to move as if they're still walking, and they kick Mickey over. Goofy comes loose from the swing and sets foot onto a teetering plank, causing the bucket to spill its soapy water. The plank balances like a seesaw as he walks from one end to the other. He steps in a bar of soap and goes sliding toward the edge. Mickey notices and holds up a ladder. Goofy's shoe touches down on its top rung, and he woozily balances like an acrobat. Mickey loses his footing, causing the ladder to topple. Its top end lands horizontally on the edge of another plank, and Goofy proceeds to walk across the ladder. Mickey sees him headed for a couple of missing rungs. He tries to catch him in time, but Goofy falls through the gap. Mickey covers his eyes in horror. Goofy lands on a flagpole that sends him bouncing back up through the gap in the ladder. Picking Mickey up on his shoulders, he flies through a window into the clock, where they both crash down on the mainspring that Donald has just finished repairing. The coils break loose, flinging all three of them headfirst into the oscillating balance wheel. As they finally come to rest on the floor below, their heads and bodies keep swaying uncontrollably in time with the gears. Words appear. The end. Audio description by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Marcia Bartonetti.